Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see is me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
And whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
She'll put me in an awkward situation.
Fell asleep, fingers hurt, cutting up all I got, move, No man can succeed, we prosper. I like my fish fries, yeah, with the roster pasta. Judge you moving too fast, slow down before the car crash. 20 pounds in the trunk with your gun on the dash. Dread had a little sister and she wanted to smash. She liked to wink her eye and like to jiggle her ass. She was the queen of flirt. This is death for certain. Don't miss business with pleasure. It's a national treasure. Don't let your eyes be a fall. It's how a man's measured. It's measured. It's measured.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit down right there, sir. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit down right there, sir. Listen to the verses. Done them young. Them on my bunny. Little boy, you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit down right there, sir. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit down right there, sir. Listen to the verses. Done them young. Them on my bunny. Little boy, you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy, yeah, you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy eye, even when it misses, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from back and I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should've been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
All right, peace to the gods. Let me run these live streams real quick. Give me a second. I am live on Facebook. Still waiting for, I'm live on. But let me do the gram. All right, I am live on the gram. Peace, gods. What's up? How y'all doing out there? Hope everything's fine. I know everything is wonderful, magnificent, and great with me. And I wish y'all all the same. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I get on and answer all the questions y'all have on different processes, you know, trying to help y'all navigate this private side. We have an upcoming webinar. It's July 17th, July 17th next month, and it's a private banking seminar where I'm going to be showing y'all how to use the trust to set up a private bank and try to receive that funding. Let's see if we could tap into those those securities. We're going to be learning how to do it and do what the law says. I know when y'all was dealing with the SPC, no one ever gave you any laws to the SPC. No one ever showed you what laws applied to the SPC because none did. None did. But that's not the case with the Express Trust. So I'll meet you there. Y'all want tickets or y'all want more information, you want to pay at the door, you can. You want to buy the tickets in advance, you can. For more information, go to jonahbay.com. jonahbay.com to get the tickets or get the address so you can come and learn with your boy. Now, there's a few things that, I got pet peeves. I got pet peeves. You know that guy I was talking about Monday who called me at 2 in the morning, texted me, called me, all that, and I screamed on him, right? He gonna send me a screenshot of something supposedly he had with friends of his or whoever. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. But they said, you go in, and they said to the seminar, oh, you're going to get ripped off. You're going to get ripped off by going to one of my seminars? Really? I'm the man who came out and gave everyone remedy. If it was for child support, driving, getting out of jail, shit, it's so authentication of the birth certificate, all that. I got a huge track record of getting everyone remedy, right? Huge track record. Mad, I'm the only nigga where you listen and you hear nothing but testimonies of how this shit worked. But they're going to say, I'm ripping people off. I'm going to rip people off. Wow. And he's like, yo, I want to come, man. I'll never call you or text you 2 in the evening again. Nah, fuck that. Bro, I told you not to do it that night. You kept on doing it. Fuck that. You could never have nothing to do with me. And fuck your friends. Fuck you. Fuck your friends. All money ain't good money. I don't want them problems. But it just killed me all of a sudden now when someone cut you off. Oh, he whack. He steal from people. Shit don't work. All that shit. Well, let me tell y'all something. I was teaching the shit I was teaching from the beginning. And they've always said that shit. I made it into a commercial and a joke. They always said that Jonah Bay shit don't work. They always said that shit, but everyone using it, everyone copying. How the fuck, why y'all copying that Jonah Bay shit don't work? I don't get it. You shouldn't copy it. You shouldn't listen to me. Don't even listen to the show. That shit just, But you know what? Don't get it twisted. I'm not upset. You ain't doing shit unless you got haters. You ain't got no haters. You really ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean? So let's not even worry about it. Now, I said I was going to talk about something tonight. I forgot what I said I was going to talk about. One of y'all going to have to remind me. But I know it was something I was supposed to talk about last week. I was supposed to talk about it Monday. And I didn't go back to it. I was giving y'all a gift. And I forgot to talk about it Monday. Because, yes, the explanatory statement, D. You're right. You're right. Now, if y'all want the full beginning, y'all going to have to go to the other show a couple of weeks ago. It was last week, Monday or Wednesday. I can't remember. But I'm going to do a shortened version of this because it's Consultation Wednesday. Yeah, it was UCC 8-112 I was supposed to go over today. I don't have time to go over both, but I like to keep my promise. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this explanatory statement, and then UCC 8-112, I'm going to do Monday. Y'all niggas got me doing fucking shows weeks and weeks in advance. Y'all got to remind me. I be forgetting. All right, so here we go. Take your notes. If you're going to record. I'm going to give you the explanatory statement. Because most people ain't doing this explanatory statement right to make you a national of one of the states or more. They're not doing it right. So I know you got it, D. Shut up. Shut up, D. Don't be braggadocious. Yo, so here it go. Passport explanatory statement. Notice of estoppel and stipulation of constitutional challenge to all passport procedures where no bill of attainder, ex post facto law, law impairing the obligations of contract shall ever be enacted. And a motion to intervene with an injunction for the name Scott, Jonah John, a.k.a. Jonah John Bay, more free inhabitant native New Yorker, doing business as Jonah John Scott, take notice that. These explanatory statements will remain as part of the passport application to obtain the United States of America passport. Right? And then it says, I declare my name is Jonah John Bay, a.k.a. Scott, Jonah John, doing business as Jonah John Scott. I am a free inhabitant native New Yorker, but not a citizen of the United States, domiciled in Georgia. Pursuant to the Constitution of the United States, Article 6, Supremacy Clause, Clause 1, all debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be valid against the United States as under this Constitution, as under the Confederation. Right? Clause 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made pursuant thereof, all treaties made, which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or the laws of any other state contrary, notwithstanding. So what it's saying is, documents like the Articles of Confederation, Article of Association, the treaties, all that existed before the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Then comes the United States Constitution, right? And every judge of every state is bound by it. And anything that goes against any of it is contrary notwithstanding. That means it can't stand in court. This is why we're doing judicial notices to the senators and all that, because we're shutting that shit down. This is what I'm allowing Dave Jose to show y'all. I mean, I can show you the shit with no problem, but I want you to see it from someone who took what I taught them and applied it and kicking ass. All right. So let me go to the next one. Next part. Take notice. According to the Constitution of the United States, the supreme law of the land is documents and treaties made before the adoption of the Constitution, which would be the Articles of Confederation. Pursuant to the Articles of Confederation, March 1st, 1781, style of this confederacy shall be the United States of America. So the United States is supposed to be a confederation, not a corporation. And that has the name United States of America. Everything else is trying to steal the confederation's name. All right, let's go on. Article 2 of the Articles of Confederation. Each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence. and every power, jurisdiction, right, which is not by this confederation expressly delegated to the United States and Congress assembled. So it just told you. United States don't have nothing, wasn't given inside this Articles of Confederation. So if you have something in the United States Constitution that goes against these Articles of Confederation, notwithstanding, right? Each state remains what? Sovereign, a country. United States try to act like that's not true. That's a fucking lie. Because the Articles of Confederation existed before the Constitution, and the Constitution cannot change the Articles of Confederation. Remember? Supremacy Clause? Everything that existed before it remains. And the Constitution has no standing if it goes against it. All right. Article 3. Yes, it's perpetual. Article 3. The said states hereby severally enter into a firm league of friendship with each other and their common defense, the security of their liberties and the mutual general welfare, binding themselves to assist each other against force offered to or tax made upon any of them on account of religion, sovereignty, trade, or any other pretenses whatsoever. So the whole point that they did the Confederation was to come together if they had beef and shoot down anyone who tried to come at any of them. All right? That was the whole point of the Confederation. That includes if one state was beefing with the next state. All right? Article 4. The better secure and perpetuate mutual friendship, intercourse among the people of different states of the Union. So it just told you the whole point of the Confederation was so y'all could have mutual friendship and intercourse, which means y'all can make money with each other. Y'all can do commerce. They're not supposed to be fucking with your commerce from state to state. So what is it about that RICO charge? RICO charge ain't supposed to be. It goes against Articles of Confederation. But y'all didn't know that, did you? Y'all ain't never used it and tried to shut them down. The shit is not right. And they get away with it because y'all don't know the founding documents. Y'all don't know the trust indentures. This is a trust indenture. But all of y'all swear up and down, y'all know about trust. Do you? Because if you did, you shouldn't have no worries. I ain't got no worry. Nigga, I ain't got no worry. Nigga, I ain't got no worry. Ain't got no worry. See what I'm saying? Y'all shouldn't have no worries if y'all know these documents and y'all know about trust. So let me go on. The free inhabitants of each of these states, paupers, vagabonds, fugitives from justice, accepted. So the only ones that was accepted, you would have to be a pauper, a vagabond, or a fugitive from justice. Now, shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of free citizens in several states. So they called you free citizens and free inhabitants. And they also called you what every constitution called you. And the people, that's your name. The people are the ones who gave this trust indenture. And the people of each state shall free ingress and regress to and from any other state. That's the right to travel. Ingress and regress means the right to move from and back. You had the right to travel, always had it, guaranteed. Now, a passport is about the right to travel, isn't it? So don't you think the explanatory statement would have to have the actual document, the law that said you have to have free ingress and regress, the right to travel unencumbered? Don't you think that? Someone asked me, they came from Cuba, 1961. They became a citizen. How do they authenticate the BC? Listen, I'm not ready for questions. And you need to call into Blog Talk Radio and ask me that question again, and I will gladly answer that for you. For those who's on Instagram, can y'all please give her the call-in number so she can call in? And you have to press 1. You have to press 1. I don't want to lose my thought on teaching this about the passport. All right. So, freegress and ingress and regress. All right. That's the right to travel. You don't have to believe me. Look up ingress. Look up regress. Ingress is spelled I-N-G-R-E-S-S. Regress is called, is spelled R-E-G-R-E-S-S. Look them up. Look them up. Right there on your internet. Look it up. It's nothing. All right? And shall enjoy therein all privileges of trade and commerce. Did you hear that again? They can't stop you from traveling. And they're not supposed to stop you from doing trade and commerce. Y'all ain't using it. Y'all getting business licenses and shit like that. I have my trust, my express trust. And my express trust says it has the right and privileges per the Articles of Confederation to travel freely and to enjoy all trade and commerce. Does your trust say that? Is it backed up by law? See, I don't think most of y'all know what y'all doing because the people who taught y'all didn't know what they were doing. You could only be as good as your teacher. If your teacher's trash, you're trash. Unless you go get a new teacher and say, fuck his teaching. All right? Subject to the same duties, imposition, restrictions as the inhabitants thereof respectively, provided that such restrictions shall not extend so far as to prevent the removal of property imported into any state to any other state or which the owner is an inhabitant, provided also that no imposition, duties, or restrictions shall be laid by any state. Do y'all know what the word imposition means? No imposition. Because I don't think y'all do. I'm not trying to diss y'all. I'm teaching. I'm not trying to diss y'all. Because I don't see how y'all know this document. And if you knew the definition, it's no way they could be doing the type of stuff they'd be doing. Imposition, an action or process of imposing something or of being imposed. A thing imposed, a particular unfair, unwelcome demand or burden. That's tax, y'all. That's tax. They've been doing impositions on y'all, giving y'all taxes and giving y'all license fees. License fees, that's an imposition. Y'all don't know the document. No disrespect. I know the document. I look up all the damn words. That's the level of study you have to do. That's the level of study you have to do. I don't think y'all doing it. I don't think y'all doing it. Half of y'all listen to my show. Y'all have it playing in the background. Y'all ain't really paying attention, so y'all don't get the information when I read it to you. Imposition and duties or restriction. Imposition and duties is taxes. Restrictions is license. And they said no state could do it. So that means Georgia can't do it, New York, California, none of them can do it. Why are y'all letting them do it? See, I ain't got no worries. I be putting it out there. And I tell them I'll sue them personally. If I have to sue a congressman personally, I ain't got no problem with that. He signed the goddamn contract that he would follow the Constitution, and the Constitution supremacy law says he has to follow the Articles of Incorporation. Now, what I do is an administrative process and give him a chance to correct himself before I sue. See, this type of shit y'all gonna be doing in my workshop July 17th, but I'm a fraud. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. And you know what kills me also? I'm the only nigga that's rich that's teaching this shit, but I don't know what I'm talking about? Wow. Okay. It was a CPA in California yesterday, had to call me to figure out how to do a case that was doing, he's way back on taxes with, he had a charitable trust. I had to show her in the IRS manual how to rock that and make it work for this dude. Professional people are calling me and giving me money. Are you serious? Dave Jose is teaching Congress people. Are you serious? We know this shit. But let me go on. Let me go on. We talking about the passport statement, right? Yeah, you didn't know my shit was so popping. It had so much information in it. So here we go again. On property of the United States or either of them. So it made sure that it said no state can have imposition and duties on you laid by any state. And then it specifically said, not even the United States or either of them. Direct quote, Article 4 of the Articles of Confederation. If any person guilty of or charged with treason, felon, or high misdemeanor in any state shall flee from justice and be found in any of the United States, he shall be upon demand of the governor or execute power of the state from which he fled, be delivered up and removed from the state having jurisdiction of his offense. Now, y'all get locked up, y'all be in jail, and they just ship you to another state. Talking about you got a charge there. Illegal unless the governor signed for it. This is why you got to know this shit. They doing all types of shit to violate y'all's rights that was guaranteed by contract that they signed. But how you going to get those rights if you don't know them? If you don't know them? People get consultations with me every day, all day long. And I have to tell them this shit. I know it because I use it every day. I have to tell people this shit. Then it says, full faith and credit shall be given in each state, given in each of these states to the records, acts, judicial proceedings of the courts and magistrates of every state. So, according to the Articles of Confederation, you can use any constitution, any law, any case law of any state anywhere. But they be telling you, oh, that doesn't have jurisdiction here. Y'all signed this trust instrument called the Constitution, which means you're under the Articles of Confederation, which means I can bring any fucking document in here. Period. Period. Y'all ain't really knowing your shit. Y'all got to know the foundational shit. The foundational shit is your state's constitutions, the Articles of Federation, the Articles of Associations, and all that shit. I hope y'all really getting it tonight. All right. But then it says, and take further notice that the Confederation, the name of the Confederation and the name of the government is one and the same. Number two, each state in the Confederation retains its sovereignty, so it cannot be the state of Georgia, etc., according to the Articles of Confederation. Number three, according to the Articles of Confederation, you must protect my rights to religious freedoms. And number four, according to the Articles of Confederation, I'm a free inhabitant of each state, but not a citizen of the United States. Yes. The Articles of Confederation guaranteed that you are a free inhabitant of one of the states. You have nothing to do with the United States. Now, let me ask you. Your explanatory statement says that? The one you getting from these posers, the ones you getting from these people that's following everything I'm doing and then try to switch shit up and claim it as its own. No, it's not. No, it's not. I never gave it to no one. I never gave it to no one. I'm giving it to y'all now, free. But Jonah's greedy. Jonah's all about money. Interesting. All right, so number five, according to the Articles of Confederation, I have free ingress and regress to and from any other state, which is the right to travel without imposition put upon me, i.e. no restrictions on travel by land, sea, or air. Number six, according to the Articles of Confederation, I shall enjoy therein all the privileges of trade, commerce, with no imposition, i.e. from the state or the United States. Seven, according to the Articles of Confederation, no imposition, duties, or restrictions shall be laid on any, by any state, including yours. I went to the next one. Pursuant to the Articles of Association, October 20th, 1774. We will neither import nor purchase any slave imported after the first day of December next, after which time we will wholly discontinue the slave trade. So what y'all learned about slavery is a lie. 1774, in December, the slave trade was ended by contract. It was called the Articles of Association. It is a higher law than the Constitution of the United States. Because of the supremacy law, it must be followed. There was no slavery ever before the United States started. Interesting. That ain't what y'all heard. That ain't what y'all heard. But y'all been lied to your whole life. Y'all been lied to. The slave trade ended December 1774, and it's written right here in the Articles of Association. First in time, first in line. But all you black people running around thinking y'all were slaves, and the slaves they were talking about back then weren't you. Wasn't even you. Didn't look like you or nothing. They were white people, which y'all call white people today. Slavery depended on where you came from in the world. But I don't know nothing. I just know the documents that they write. I just read the fucking documents to y'all. All of y'all been fucking lied to. and the wool been pulled over your head. If you had a job, worked for someone else, that was considered slavery. So if you had an indentured servant contract, and every one of them did, that's how they got passage over here. They went under contracts. White people, which I'll call white people, came under contracts. And it was called slavery. And they said, we ain't doing that here. And they ended it way before there was any white people in the government. Aboriginal Moors here ended slavery in 1774, December. Just a note for you. Right now, y'all slaves, y'all work for the United States Corporation, but y'all don't know it. Y'all, because y'all using that name, which we call the straw man's name, you call it your birth name, and you use the employee number, but you don't call it employee's number. The IRS does, but you call it a social security number. That's what you call it, a social security number. But the IRS calls it an employee number. A EIN is an employer number. I operate under employer number through trust. But I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a fraud. But let me go on. I'm fraud just like this beard is, you know, it's fraudulent, right? It's fraudulent, right? Huh? Looking like fucking Moses out this bitch. And y'all don't want to listen to Moses. What I got to do? I got to go gray? I got to go gray? It ain't time for me to go gray yet. I got some. Somewhere. Hold it. See it? It's coming. Then you going to listen to me? Are you going to start listening to me when I'm gray? And change my name to Moses. Big Daddy Moses. I felt like talking shit tonight. I don't know. Boy. Then people get me heated talking about he going to get ripped off. Really? That shit got me heated, y'all. This shit got me heated. But let me go on. And it said, nor sell our commodities or manufactures to those who are concerned in it. So they said they're not going to, they entered the slave trade, and they're not trading with any people that do slavery anymore. See what I'm saying? Look it up yourself. Articles of Association, October 20th, 1774. It's in paragraph 2. All right? So then I wrote, and take further notice, according to the Articles of Association, all forms of slavery was abolished in the United States of America December 1st, 1774, which includes voluntary slavery, involuntary slavery, and penal slavery, which is in direct conflict with the United States Constitution. So the Constitution of the United States says if you got a felon, they can impose slavery on you. But that is not what the Articles of Association said. First in time, first in line. See, y'all don't know the previous document. So when they're making a new document, they're taking something out, and y'all ain't even calling them out on it because y'all don't know it's gone. Because you don't know your rights. And you were some motherfuckers that wrote all this shit and don't know it. You ought to be a damn shame of yourself. Damn shame of yourself. Get to learn your shit over. I don't give a fuck how many classes I have. Y'all need to get there and learn this shit. Or maybe y'all want to be in those, what's it called? Those camps they trying to do. You know, back like in World War One, Two, and, you know, Germany, Nazis and all that shit. Y'all want to go to those camps? Yeah, they call them the FEMA camps now. Yeah, They call them FEMA. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all want? Y'all going to get it. I'm not going to get it. If we were back in the 1800s, I wouldn't have been no slave. I'd have been a Moor, free as fuck. They would have treated me like royalty. I had my turban on my head like I wear now sometimes with this long-ass beard, and they would be kissing my feet, white people, black people, everyone. Who that on that nag? Because I know what I'm supposed to know. It's not that I'm more special than you. I know what I'm supposed to know. What about you? Do you know? Are you teaching it to your kids? Then you ain't doing shit. I don't give a fuck you white, you black, you Hispanic, whatever. You don't know this shit? You don't know shit. But all right, we go to the next part. Pursuant to the 1877 Georgia Constitution, as ratified without subsequent amendments, Article 1, Bill of Rights, Section 4. Laws of general nature shall have uniform operation throughout the state. No special law shall be enacted in any case for which provisions have been made by existing general law. No general law affecting private rights shall be varied in any particular case by special legislation, except with free consent in writing of all persons affected by. Did y'all give consent and write it down that you wanted a birth certificate so you could be naturalized in the United States? Hmm? Did y'all do that? No one did. Did you give your signature to have a social security number? No. No, you didn't. They took your footprint as a baby and put it on the paper. I talked about it Monday. The Baby Act. You didn't sign. A baby can't sign shit. Just because they put your footprint on that paper, it's not a legit contract. And here it goes. And no person under legal disability to contract is capable of such consent. Your mama can't do it. No one can do it for you. No one can do it for you. Right? Paragraph 2, legislative acts in violation of this Constitution or the Constitution of the United States are void, and the judiciary shall so declare them. So the Articles of Confederation told you that. The Constitution of Georgia told you that. The Articles of Association told you that. Anything in violation is not withstanding. What y'all doing? Y'all been going into their administrative courts. I'm going to write that affidavit tonight. Denial of consent for being in an administrative court. I'm going to give you the documents because y'all don't be saying the right shit when y'all in there. Y'all shouldn't be going into those administrative courts. They have to get your consent. They trick you. Now, if you have this affidavit I'm going to make tonight, and it's going to be a charge, I'm charging you, and you buy it and put it in every case, those aren't courts. I asked y'all to read the administrative thing right there on in Wikipedia. Because it spills the beans and gives you references. But y'all didn't do it. So Jonah's going to do it for you. And fuck that. Pay me. You couldn't do it. Pay me. For all of y'all with cases. You should be wanting to pay me instead of some fucking lawyer that fucking sells you out, takes your money, and all he can do is get you a fucking deal and you still go to jail. But that's what y'all want? That's what y'all want? But y'all pay for everything else. Y'all pay for some Jordans, video games, weed, liquor, everything. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me go on. Let me not get, I feel like fucking with y'all tonight. I feel like cussing y'all out off that bullshit that dude said. I'm a fraud. I'm a defraud them. Okay. Legislative acts in violation of this constitution and the constitution are void, and the judiciary shall declare them. Remember that. Take further notice, according to the 1877 Georgia Constitution as ratified without subsequent amendments, Article Bill of Rights, Section 4, all contracts, i.e. birth certificates and social security numbers, entered into while I was of legal disability, i.e. infant or baby, are void ab initio, and you shall declare it, which means I was never a 14th Amendment citizen or a United States citizen, because it would go against the supreme laws of the land, as I mentioned above. As I was a baby when then was executed and puts me under legal disability, as mentioned above. So I demand you abide by your oath of the United States Constitution and issue my more free inhabitant, native New Yorker, United States of America national passport without delay. In conclusion, the name of the Confederation and the name of the government are one and the same. Each state in this Confederation retains its sovereignty, so it cannot be State of Georgia, etc., according to the Articles of Confederation. According to the Articles of Confederation, you must protect your rights and my rights of religious freedoms. According to the Articles of Confederation, I'm a free inhabitant of each state, but not a citizen of the United States. According to the Articles of Confederation, I have free ingress and regress to and from any other state, which is the right to travel without imposition upon me. Now, I'm not going to read all this. It was, I summed it up what I wrote, right? Then I put Title 18 USC Code 1091, genocide. Because if they don't give it to me, they're trying to genocide me. They're trying to take my nationality, right? Then I wrote, any attempt to deny delay will be construed as genocide. Then I did made sure I did a rescission of signature for anything they thought they had. And there it is. Now, and I also got documents connected to it, which is from the United States Department of State, which says, if you do not agree with the wording of the oath contained in the application, you can submit a separate statement explaining your position. So I did, right? I also have the U.S. Government Printing Office style manual that shows you y'all's nationalities. According to the government, Alabaman, from Alabama, that's your nationality, Alabaman. Louisianan is Louisiana. So, which would make me a New Yorker. And I always knew I was a New Yorker. That's my nationality. Right? Now, y'all hell batshit crazy if y'all think these guys out here has an explanatory statement like I have, that they know how to get your passport like I can, right? I'm doing it for 3,000. Y'all want y'all's passport done and done right to be a national, hit me at jonahbay@gmail.com. I'm going to give you the price, all that. We work out if you need payment plans or whatever. And you get it done. And you get it done the right way, according to the laws. Fuck all these niggas saying shit that they can't back up. All my shit is by law. Y'all should call me Allah. Swear to God, I need to. Jonah Allah. Jonah Bay Allah. I think I'm going to change my name again. My name going to be Jonah Bay Ali Allah. in the flesh. Anyway, word is born. I'm doing it next week. Changing my fucking name. Y'all better use my whole damn name. Whole damn name. Ah, shit. Now it's time for me to open up the call lines. I mean, y'all got what y'all wanted. Y'all got your lesson, right? Y'all got that lesson. So, it's Consultation Wednesday. Y'all can ask any questions y'all want. I'm going to the first caller. I'm going to 253-476. Peace to the God.
Yeah, peace to the guys, Jonah. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I got to just say first that I think that guy, he really pissed you off.
Yeah. Shit, some bullshit, man. It's, you know, if I knew him, I would sue him for a defamation. You know, that's in the Constitution, too. You can't say shit about people unless you have proof. That's what needs to start happening. So motherfuckers, stop trolling people and all that. Sue these motherfuckers, man. Take their little lunch money.
Yeah, it sounds good, but I don't think that's in your heart to do that. You're not that kind of a person. I don't think you can. I don't think they could piss you off to do that.
It is a waste of my time.
Yeah, you're a good guy. You're doing. Rather you know it or not, you're doing God's work, and I think you know it. This guy just pissed you off. And you just have to get this steam off of your chest. You're about one of the greatest guys that are out here teaching us. And we appreciate it, every minute of it, definitely. But anyway, I just got a couple of questions I want to ask you. Say, for instance, that you have the Internal Revenue Service placed a lien in the county recorder's office. You go to the Department of Licensing and you do a lien search. Lien search comes back and says that there's no lien.
Right.
So the next statement it should be to write an affidavit to the county recorder's office to remove that lien is because the Department of Licensing said that there's no lien there.
Man, one of the first processes I showed y'all was to do a UCC at the Secretary of State, and you did a UCC, I think it was 11. Form 11, where it gives you, it comes back and shows you if you had any liens on your store name, right?
You
could never find any liens anywhere.
Right. We did that. There's no liens done.
No liens. And that's one of the first things I showed y'all. There's no liens on y'all.
No, it's not. So my question is, what should be my next action to take the county recorder's office to court, or to threaten to take them to court?
What do you want to take them for?
To remove those so-called liens that they have in the county recorder's office there.
What liens?
Well, when you call to the Department of Licensing, they said that there's no lien there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Internal Revenue Service placed a lien there, and the paperwork is stating that there is a lien there. So somebody's lying somewhere.
Oh, no, you can't go after them. You have to go after the IRS. First of all, it's in my archives. I showed y'all the laws, what needed to be done for them to lien you up, to even put a lien on you or a bill on you from the IRS, and they didn't do it. But let me say this. I'm always about the path of least resistance. If you put everything in your express trust, the lien will go away anyway. And you have to do it anyway. Why not just do it instead of fighting?
Right. Definitely. That sounds much better. Okay,
yeah.
My next question is that tax court, the United States tax court.
I went there is bullshit.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Shit.
I think that this
they
is a bullshit court. I think
they didn't
I
do
think
shit,
it's,
B, and I won.
I think that it's a administrative thing going on, Jonah. I don't think it's a real court.
Bankruptcy court is an administrative court. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
but a United States tax court, are they an administrative court? Because I don't think they're Article III court.
They are. See, the tax court is up under the Bankruptcy Act, which makes it administrative.
No, not passport. Tax court.
I said tax. T-A-X.
Okay, I got you now.
You just heard me read through the Articles of Confederation. It said no impositions. How could it be a tax court?
Printed that out a long time ago. I was reading right along with you because we've been – you went over that with us about a year ago.
Yeah. Y'all not using the information correctly. Y'all supposed to be hitting them up. This is why I be trying to teach y'all to do it yourselves, right? And then when y'all don't, I start making templates.
Right.
So I see I'm going to have to start making templates for y'all.
This is what we did. We filed a tax court petition and got a call from the attorney with the tax court office. He indicated that what he wanted to do was get my permission to dismiss the cases because he said that the commissioner does not have any kind of a jurisdiction. So I gave him the permission to do that, but we're still getting collection correspondence.
Mm-hmm. Because, listen,
that don't make any sense.
Listen, I tell people all the time, you could sue the IRS. You're not going to win. They're going to keep it going forever, if not kill you, right? To me, the path of least resistance is what? Do what Noble Drew Ali said. Get a new name and start doing business in that name. You shouldn't, you already established with your regular name that you are an employee. They're never going to change that. So it's better you start anew with a new name, with an employer identification number. And it's called the trust. It's called the express trust and do business that way. Just do the trust, man.
Okay. All right. You was mentioning something a few minutes ago about placing something in the trust and go that route.
Say again?
You mentioned something a few minutes ago about placing something in express trust and don't worry about the Internal Revenue Service. Something will go away.
Put all your shit in the express trust. Make it own it. Stop. Your straw man can never own anything. If you have it in the straw man's name, it belongs to the United States Corporation.
Right, right. Okay, my last question is, we've already received your $9 billion lien.
Mm-hmm.
We already know how we're going to file paperwork over with the county recorder's office, the non-UCC. We're going to place the promissory note in there with that. And then we're going to turn around and go to the Department of Licensing and file the UCC-1 giving notification. But my question is that when we file that $9 billion lien on the straw man, does that offer protection against the Internal Revenue Service constantly trying to come at your name, your property?
Dog, you keep on – I'm about to go. You're pissing me off. You're asking me the same questions different ways. My answer is going to be the same. They came after me. And now they kissing my ass. I put everything like I've been telling y'all from number one, put it in the fucking trust. Don't own nothing. Y'all have heard this your whole life. Own nothing. Control everything.
Why do you have to have shit
in that straw man's name?
You're right.
Thank you. I got you.
That's good. Peace to the God. Thank you.
Peace to the God. All right, I'm going to 510-725. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
You already know I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Ashe.
Man. Just, you already know I like to start out with giving thanks to the noble, honorable for just blessing us with the knowledge and bringing it to us.
Thank you,
brother. Definitely a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you. But nah, I did have a question. I'm trying to think. So, first of all, I just want to say, I feel like every time you drop something, like, it just, it helps clear things up, like, for for wherever you at in the process. I feel like it just helps you understand the whole, you know?
Right.
When you first start out, you may just be getting, starting with this piece, but then you're like, how does that connect to this? But it's like, after you drop piece after piece after piece after piece, even if you haven't done it, it at least starts to make sense. So even that, like, people that are starting out now versus, say, a couple years back, they're actually in a better position than they are actually going into these archives, because it lets you see how it goes together. But once you start to actually put your feet on the ground and do the work, it's really going to start to make sense.
Right. That's when you can really understand it, is when you're actually doing the work.
Man. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So when you're doing when you're setting up the trust, like, because I know in California, a lot of times they want to open the trust as personal accounts. And I know that you're going to get the EIN and for the straw, but
you're either gonna get that EIN if you're working, right, for the straw, or if you got your own shit, you're gonna put the word enterprise. Right? Then this is what I'm going over in the seminar anyway. Then you are to go and get a DBA down at your county, and then go up to the Secretary of State and do a LLC in that name. Now you should have no problem opening up your bank account.
Oh no, I'm getting a trust account open out here, but I was, because I'm gonna do it for someone, and I'm trying to, you know, cover my bases with them, because, like, I know that for me, for instance, I use my EIN. I got it set up, but for them, because I know sometimes it can be an issue with certain, depending on how you use the EINs. I'm thinking I go get the DBA, and then I use the EIN that they got for the straw to open it.
You just said what I did. You just said what I just said, and you said it way more convoluted.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
You need to open up the bank account as a trust. So you get a EIN online with the same exact name as your trust with the word enterprise on the internet. You go get a DBF for your trust doing business as the same name, but with enterprise. Then you take that and go to the Secretary of State. Take in your article of incorporation for an LLC with the same name as your trust with the word enterprise LLC on the end. Now, when they give you that thing from the Secretary of State, license, whatever you want to call it, now take that into the bank and open up the bank account as the LLC. It doesn't matter, because your CPA will make sure that that LLC doesn't pay a dime in taxes because it's too fast. Now,
okay.
Go back and listen.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's crystal clear.
All right.
You broke it down. You broke it down like I'm a retard. I got it.
Peace, God. All right. I'm going to call a 585-500. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Peace. I was waiting for you to call.
Oh, for real?
Word.
Here I am. What's up?
yo, I looked at your shit, right? Now, my question is, that first one, that first PDF, that is your warranty deed. Am I correct? It says deed on the bottom.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Now, the fourth one, where did you get that warranty deed from?
Is that the one with the trust on it?
It's the one with the trust. You made it. But where'd you get the...
I got that from watching the webinar.
I thought so. Okay. Your new deed has to look exactly like your old one. Your deed that you did for your trust looks like mine. See the format of how yours is done? It needs to look just like that. The format of how your deed is done, page one. Your deed to the trust has to look like this.
Okay.
Okay? And that's your answer. What is right?
Oh, that's the real answer that I was looking for.
I know.
Okay. Okay, so once I correct those things, then I'm able to move
send it again, but I'm sure you're going to get it right. I just looked at your shit. It's right. The format ain't right.
Well, you know, I will send it as many times as I need to because I don't, you know, you in this process, you know, you can make mistakes, but they costly.
Yes.
But, you know, you want to get it right.
I would also do the indenture, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, between Robert Vickers and then it was giving it to your mom. You want to put your mom's where Robert Vickers' name is and the trust down where your mom's name is.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Peace.
Wait, I got one more question.
Okay, my bad.
Jeez, trying to kick me off. Well,
since you added, I want you to change the partial map and put your mama's name given to your trust and everything. All four of these documents change. Fuck that.
Change it?
You got more in your shit than I got in mine. I didn't have this in mine.
Well, I tried to do what you just suggested to do, to take from the original document and make it like that. So that's where I got most of the extra things from in there, especially those clauses that were in her warranty deed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good news. So my second question is, I'm interested in knowing what you think about, I think it's called an Illinois Land Trust.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay. So it's a trust, and it's similar to the Express Trust. And you can, you know, get real estate property. And I guess instead of the Express Trust with the beneficiary, you know, I guess, waiting until such a date and time for something to happen, this trust allows the beneficiary to tell the trustee what to do. So I think that I'm explaining it correctly. So
you have to send me more information on it. I would have to read it. But to me, from right off the bat, me not knowing nothing about it, I'm going to stay my mind on it. I don't see no laws talking about that type of trust. Right? You go to Rule 17, what they say? Who can speak in court?
The trustee and some other people.
Of what? The trustee of what?
Express trust?
Exactly. Now, express trust is written throughout the laws. I don't find it talking about none of them other trusts.
Okay.
So I'm not fucking with it because if I got to go to court, according to Rule 17, Mm-hmm. I need the trustee of the Express Trust to be able to talk. But mm-hmm. with this other trust that you're talking about, can that person go in and talk? I don't think so.
I mean, wouldn't it be with any trust that's set up that your trustee is
Well, why didn't it say or any trust? The law could have easily said or any trust. It didn't say that, did it? It says E, trustee of an express trust. So what does that tell you? The law is telling you express trust is deeper than the rest of the other trusts. That's the only one it talks about in the law.
Okay. And so I agree with that. So could this be another layer
of trust? I don't know about it yet.
Huh? Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
But I'm going off of what I know right now. I ain't with no other trust.
Okay. Well, I wasn't meaning it for it to be the main trust, bigger than the so-called living trust.
You could do any trust then. You could add any type of trust onto your express trust. I'm saying the nigga that needs to hold everything, to own everything, is your express trust.
Yes. Okay. So if this set up in that nature, and how you're talking about the articles of association and not having to get certificates or all the rest of those different types of things for business because you're supposed to be able to have free ingress, regress, and doing business.
I haven't made those affidavits yet, but yeah, you're right.
So if you have these trusts.
You heard me read it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But you know we're going to have to educate them for that to happen. That's something that one person probably won't be able to get done.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need hundreds of people to come together to do that.
That's not a lot of people, but
it's not a lot at all.
Yeah.
I got over 45 people on right now.
Good Lord. All eyes on you.
I got 51 on IG Live. I got 174 on YouTube Live. Most people go on YouTube and listen later. And I got 8. It must have been fucking up. I got 8 on Facebook. So what I'm saying is 100 ain't shit.
Mm-mm. But you can get the people, but what is the commitment? Like, they got to be committed to it.
They be hitting me up. Every affidavit I have made or Dave has made, people, way more than 100 people has asked me for it to use it.
Mm-hmm. So are you still offering a copy? The affidavit that was put together to send to the legislature?
I got it somewhere, but shit. You want me to find it? You should have been asked for that.
I mean, if you take the time to do it.
You should have been. I don't want to take the time. Why didn't you get it when I was giving it out?
Life.
Nigga, now you want me to stop my life and go look for it for you. You got it, nigga.
Look,
I'm only doing it for one reason.
I only got one teacher and shit. I don't got
waiting.
No many multiple teachers.
I've been keeping your ass waiting, so I'll do it for you, but goddamn.
All right,
hit me in the email for that, and I'll get it to you.
All right.
All right, peace.
Well, thank you.
No doubt. I'm going to call a 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great. Absolutely excited about this coming up seminar. I'm going to say webinar. Ashe to all of that. I wanted to say, yo, you made the name change, on my, at 709 Central Standard Time. It's like my numbers, you know, date of birth.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, you're going to be speaking to me. But anywho, I had a few questions here. I wanted to talk about the first thing I just wanted to say, what you just was talking about, actually, the last person, the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to Rule 17, correct?
Yes.
Trust, you're talking about the trustees.
Yes.
To represent the trust. Let me ask, so when you want to represent the trust, and yet you're the beneficiary and also the trust protector or the grantor, but you want to turn around to be the trustee, I know you can only have two spots on there, otherwise it's not an express trust. So I wanted to know, like, do you have to go back and actually,
nothing stops it from being an express trust except for not expressing yourself.
And not expressing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it comes down
to... As long
to,
as you're saying what the trust wants to do, what, who is its beneficiary, who's the grantor, and it's expressing shit like that, it's express trust.
Okay. Okay. So how do you take yourself from beneficiary to trustee? Don't you have to go back and redo the trust indenture?
You go back
so
and
you
do an amendment. You can do an amendment. You do
amendment.
An amendment.
Okay.
You do an amendment. Yes.
Okay. 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 And then also wanted to ask, like, when it comes down to that also, okay, you say do the amendment, but can't you also just have the person be an authorized representative?
Exactly.
And don't have to go. Okay, then you have to go through all the paperwork.
That's what I
like
taught
that.
Y'all.
Okay,
yes.
Just want to refresh my memory. All right, all right. I also wanted to know, it's two other things, when it comes down to the Administrative Process Act, Procedure Act, I mean,
mm-hmm.
That deals with, like, how do you exactly use that? You're looking at tribunals, APA. Like, you just Google it? And you find out what they're supposed to do and what they can't do?
It's in the archives. I went over it in the archives, so I was blue in the face.
Yeah, you did. You did. And I tried.
It's 3 months. I'm not going to answer that. I want you to go back and study how you pull that up. You
okay,
should have pulled it up that night and bookmarked it.
I did. And I just, you know, I saw things on there. I'm like, man, but how are you getting so much more information? I'm like, okay.
I'm reading the references.
Right.
And
the
problem is it's comprehension. Comprehension.
Right.
The more you comprehend,
a bunch of times.
The more you can put it in your own words. A lot of times, y'all are understanding it better because I'm putting it in my own word. It said it, but it didn't say it like I said it.
Big facts, yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. I had a... I asked to write down my question. Well, shoot, I can't remember the last thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, I do. So when it comes also down to, like, you know, you win in a case and you put a lien on the company, who are you actually selling it to? How does that process work?
Yo,
the lien.
Now, the killer part is all you have to do is set up the lien. You put it on your non-UCC, put it on your UCC, have a copy of your win in court, show that you won in court. And when you have that, people are going to contact you. But if they don't contact you, you can contact the banks and say, listen, I got a lien for sale.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's dope. All right, well, peace to God.
All right, peace to God.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 763-325. Peace to the God.
Peace, Jonah, peace. Man, I've been trying to catch up with you for the longest, brother. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
All right. This is Wayne Bay, man. I've been hitting you, trying to get in contact
what
with you on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So my issue is this. I'm being hounded by the bloodsuckers or the vampires or whatever, and I'm trying to stop this court case from going on. Now, I just heard you speaking on the Articles of Confederation. when I just went and looked it up, it wasn't giving me, you know, each article. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing
on
is,
what? What was you looking up?
I looked it up. No, it didn't come. It didn't come like, you know, article one, article
two.
You're
still not telling me what? What?
Say it again.
What?
The article is the Confederation.
Thank you. Thank you. What you got to do, put in articles of Confederation PDF.
Okay.
See if that works.
Okay. And that's Articles Association PDF as well, right?
Yes, yes. It should take you to Cornell Law, the Avalon
okay.
Project.
The Avalon Project. Okay. That's my first question. And just by plugging that into like a court case, that's to stop that, right? Well, I'm trying to do all these other little things as far as like start my stuff and all that, because this is all new.
I don't know if it'll necessarily 100% shut it down in the beginning, but yeah, you can shut shit down with it, no problem. You got to work at it. You got to educate them first that you know, and then
right.
They shut it down to get you out of their hair to make sure you don't tell nobody else.
Right. Because yeah, the lady. The lady talking about I got authority, and I'm like, lady, listen, you know, I'm a Moor. I ain't trying to hear all of that. You know, I just did my little, I got a Moorish identification number now, you know, as far as the
none of that
go.
Matters. None of that matters because it's too many. I read to y'all the, what is it, in Philadelphia, what's that document? What's that document, God?
God, I don't even know because I'm telling you like
know,
all this really new.
Not human rights. The document that says y'all are Moors from Philly. Shit, I can't stand when I go blank for a second. 791, some shit like that. What is it, y'all? Resolution 75. Thank you, D. Resolution 75 tells you it's a whole bunch of Christians running around saying that they're Moors and they take on the Moorish names. Nigga, you just a straw man telling them that you're a Moor. That don't mean shit. If you're a Moor, be a Moor. Know your fucking rights and how to apply it. You're not
yeah,
a Moor. The fucking being able to walk the walk. Too many of you motherfuckers is running around calling yourselves Moors, and y'all ain't Moors.
That's crazy.
You are a Moor by shutting any and everything down by law, knowing exactly which law, how to use it, and all that. Did y'all even know that Resolution 75 says y'all are former Moors? Y'all aren't Moors. But you know how many Moors use Resolution 75 to try to prove that they are Moor? That's not what the document is saying.
That's crazy. So, as far as, like, bonds, is there any way to cancel those? Like, canceling the bond?
Cancel what bond? What are you talking about?
Like, if I was, let's say I was locked up right now and I was trying to get out. Mm-hmm. Is there a bond to be counseled to be so I can be released immediately?
I got the GSA bond webinar. GSA bonds don't cancel. What they do is allow the GSA bonds buys them, your prison bonds.
Okay.
You become the bidder to buy out the bond that puts you in jail.
Okay. My last question would be what would I, you know, I'm going to do a consultation anyway. I'm trying to see, like, when it'll be the soonest, you know, I could do it, you know what I mean? But I've been trying to do that, get that little change. I've just been struggling, you feel me? But, right now, like, as far as, like, what I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying? How do I, you know, get them people off of me? Just, like, I want them to leave me the fuck alone.
Yo, you got to go private. You got to put everything in trust. Listen, a lot of times they come after y'all because y'all got shit. If you don't own nothing, they don't want to deal with your straw man. You think they fuck with vagabonds, people that live on the street? No one fucks with them.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I don't know how
they
fuck they get.
They let the motherfuckers out of jail the next day or some shit when they lock them up. No one fucks with them because it ain't nothing to get from them. If y'all had all y'all shit in trust, they don't have nothing to get from you. Your name would practically fall off the radar because you're not using it. But okay, y'all really want shit in your name.
I really don't. I really want to know how to just, you know, go all the way private, but I need to know the steps because this is all, like I said, this is all.
Dog, if you really wanted to know, no disrespect, God, you'd be in the archives at SoundCloud.com and listening to everything so you could understand it. I can't stand when y'all say, I want to learn. Nigga, you're not going to learn until you study it. You're not going to really understand what I'm saying tonight until you hear it multiple times, multiple ways. How are you learning if you're still talking while I'm talking? Bro, never cut off the teacher. Never cut off a man while he's talking. You listen, then you say something. You're not supposed to do that. Back in the days, biblical days, you could have been killed for that. You have to go study, man. You need to learn the lessons. And you're going to learn the lessons by hearing the lessons again and again, several different ways. The only way to really do that is to go in the archives. Now, if you have a problem that has to be handled right away, you get a consultation. I hear what your problem is, and I give you a plan to attack that. But we're talking about you getting freedom with your life. You're going to have to learn the information.
Okay.
Go ahead, bro. And I ain't trying to get on you. I'm just making sure you get what you need.
Okay, respect. Okay, so the consultation, right? When I go to your website and I hit consultation, how do I do the payment? Is it under like PayPal or something?
Yes. Yeah. It's a website. All you do is put in your credit card information. Huh?
Okay. I got the little Cash App thing.
I don't do Cash App.
Oh, okay. Shit. Damn.
Dog, you buying shit on the internet? When you have to buy something, you need a plane ticket. You buying that on the internet?
Shit, I'm doing it through somebody else. I ain't got that shit, bro. I don't have nothing. That's what I'm saying. I'm fucked up. I ain't lying to you.
Oh my God. I feel you. Yeah, they're not gonna have no problem going to the website ordering. By the way, if you get a little money, go down to Walmart, get yourself a little green card. It's a visa that you put money on yourself, and you can do it with that and buy whatever. Get yourself a little green card visa from Walmart.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't give a fuck my last 50. Put 25 on so I can do the $75 consultation. I'm like, damn. And that is Cash App, and you ain't got it, so shit. I gotta get it done though, you know. So, all right.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
I'm going 910-813. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Hello.
Peace to the God.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Peace, bro. Jonah, I was calling, man. I wanted to know. I just got the Texas injunction, but I'm from North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina though. But is it good to go ahead and for me to go ahead and just do that Texas injunction?
Why do you need Texas?
I'm living in Texas right now.
Oh, then you do the Texas. Hell yeah, you do it where you
All right.
live. You do it where you live.
Yeah.
You need the cops to leave you alone in Texas. You ain't in North Carolina.
Yeah. All right, but I am going to North Carolina. You know, traveling back and forth. So
I know
I'll be good.
When you get a chance, you're going to get pick up the North Carolina one and do it there, too. But, shit, if you're driving,
okay.
If you're driving, nigga, you're going to go many of places you ain't got it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But and also, I'm waiting for my birth certificate to come back from the secretary for the Department of State for the authentication. Is it possible to go ahead and do the injunction now, or do I need to wait until it comes back?
You can do it now.
Okay, all right.
I tell people to do it first. Make sure you're making them people leave you alone.
I'll go ahead and get that done.
All right.
Yeah. And all the other thing, I'm just saying, I'll see you on the 17th of next month, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
All right, then. I'll look forward to meeting you in person.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My name is Bowie Bay. Tabor is Bowie Bay, bro.
Bowie Bay.
Yeah, Bowie Bay. I'll see you then.
I'm going to remember that because it sounds like Bougie Bay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, have a drink, toast one.
All right. Looking forward to it. Peace, God.
Peace, brother man.
Someone said, peace, Jonah. Where did you get the language for the Express Trust? First of all, you want to go to jonahbay.com and pick up part one of the Express Trust webinar, and it'll give you all of that. But I actually took it from Georgia's laws. Georgia is the one state that gave you the laws on how to do your express trust, right? And then also the Wise Trustee Handbook. But there was shit missing from the Wise Trustee Handbook. So I suggest you go pick up the webinar. It's called the 9-8 Trust Webinar. Go pick up that webinar so you can get all the laws so you know exactly what you're doing. Now, we have an upcoming webinar jumping off July 17th in Atlanta. And for more information, go to jonahbay.com to pick up your tickets and get the address and all that. And I'll look forward to seeing you people July 17th. I haven't did it feels like it's been 2 years since I did a seminar. But it's been a year. I did one last year in Miami, me and Joey. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting y'all. That's been our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed. I know I did. Very, very insightful information. And peace to the gods. For all of y'all who want your national passports, hit me up at jonahbay@gmail.com. jonahbay@gmail.com. So we can get your national passport and get it done right. We out of here. Peace to the gods.